be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
The first reading says, "I hear terror all over me, terror, terror, terror." And in the gospel of today, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. You are worth more than the sparrow." In other words, if you are afraid, count your blessings. Count your blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempted thus, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
What are you afraid of? What are your fears? In March of 1933, Frank Roosevelt said, "The only thing to fear is fear. The only thing to be afraid of is fear." Why? Because fear is unreasonable. It cripples you even before the event takes place. Fear can cripple you. It can paralyze you. Of course, there are fears, you know, when you want to play soccer, for instance, there is this fear that grips you. It can help you to challenge. But I'm talking about the fear that cripples, that paralyzes you. So what are your fears? Sometimes we are afraid we're going to make the wrong decision. Sometimes we are afraid that when we speak about Christ, about Jesus Christ, we will be perceived in a certain way, so we don't do that. Sometimes we are afraid about the future of our children. Other times, we are afraid of getting old, of growing old. Sometimes we are afraid of what declining health can bring to us. My health is not good anymore. You begin to get anxious and afraid. At the root of these is the fear of loss and the fear of rejection. Will I be rejected? Am I going to lose someone? Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose my family? Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to lose my reputation? Am I going to lose my health? It gets us thinking and worked up. Fear. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Fear no one. Fear no one. In fact, Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 says, fear, do not be afraid of the one who can kill the body and after that can do no more. In fact, what that means is what you should fear, the fear that you should have is that of losing heaven. That's the one you should fear. A priest once said to me, you know, I survived COVID-19 because God loves me. And a friend and I were talking about this. Do you mean those who died during the COVID, God did not love them? God loves everyone. Maybe you should say, I survived COVID-19 because God didn't want me to go to hell. Yet, not yet. He wants me to do my purgatory. You should find a reason, not because God does not, I mean, God loves me. God loves everyone. Maybe God wants you to do more before he takes you. What are you afraid of? Rejection and loss are the basis of our fears, but we forget one thing. Whenever trouble comes, whenever crises come our way, God understands. He knows it better than we do. He knows exactly what is happening. The next time a fear grips you, remember and say to yourself, he cares. He cares for me. If he could care for the sparrows, then he cares for me. Count your blessings. Look at the many ways God has been there for you. Count your blessings, he's saying to us. Even when terror is all around me, count your blessings. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So count your blessings. Let us remind ourselves that God cares. We are each other's God's dear child. He cares for each and every one of us. Psalm 27 says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. Always pray to trust in the Lord. Psalm 27. Today we gather to celebrate Father's Day. Talk about grandfathers, biological fathers, stepfathers, spiritual fathers, fathers that wear color. We are all fathers, right? Fathers who have gone before us. I know some sentiments would be that of sadness for those who have lost loved ones, fathers who have gone before us. But, you know, during the week, I was reflecting on the story of Elijah and Elisha during my retreat. Elisha said to Elijah, the prophet that defeated 450 priests of Baal, including Ahab and Jezebel, 452. Elisha said to Elijah, give me some of your powers. And Elijah says to him, when you see me be taken up, when you see me going up to the skies, if you're able to see that, then what you ask for will be yours. And the chariots of fire came and took Elijah into another realm. Another realm. And Elisha received double portion of Elijah's grace. Now, what am I saying? Elijah was transported into another realm. So there is a connection, there is a communion between those who have gone before us and we who are still living. Elisha saw Elijah leave. So they are not so distant from us. Pray for them and ask them to pray for us. You may be experiencing a strained relationship with your father, with your dad. You may be finding it difficult to forgive your dad. Remember, the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 12 to 13 says, do not abandon your father in his old age. Do not abandon him. Pray for him. Even when his mind fails, be patient with him. Or is it Exodus chapter 20, verse 13? The Lord God said, honor your father and your mother so that you may live in the land that I'm going to give you. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, St. Paul says, honor your father. It is what pleases the Lord. So find a place in your heart to forgive and pray for your father. It could have been the other way around. You could be that dad that you do not like, but thankfully you know better. There are families, there are children who have no parents, who do not know their dad or their parents, and they still exist. Find a place in your heart. And above all, for fathers who are here present, like I said, stepfathers, spiritual fathers, you know, one thing that is important is not that we'll be perfect, but presence. The true mark of a true father is not to be perfect, rather, it's not perfection, rather, it's to be present to protect, to guide, and to lead those whom God has given to you, especially in a world that is so turbulent right now. I say to parents, especially fathers, you're like the driver of a vehicle. You're driving. You are not allowed to rubberneck. When you rubberneck, anything can happen, and your whole family in the vehicle might get into an accident. Always to feel focused. So we celebrate fathers who are doing great, who are doing marvelously well, fathers who are trying, fathers who are in detention, away from their parents, from their families. It's a day to pray for them, pray for everyone whom God has given that mantle of leadership as a father, that we may continue to strive to be better each day, to be better each day, and to count our blessings and to name them one by one and never be afraid and never get tired of doing good. So let us count our blessings. Count your blessings and name them one by one. The verse 2 says, are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy for you to bear? Count your blessings, every doubt will fly. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly. And you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. At this point, I would like to invite fathers who are in this church to please come forward to the altar.